He's here drinking his coffee, Dr. Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
So how is it to be on this side rather than the home terrain? Well,
it's
early in the morning.
It's certainly nice to see your face sitting here. You know, it's great to hear your voice every day. But again, there's just something about being physically present with folks. And so it's good to be in studio. It was an early start, but here we are.
I don't know that you've never done an early visit like this, because you did a lot of visits with us in the past. We did, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's true. And actually, I missed my turn twice this morning coming because I came in the dark. So it's a learning curve, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. It is 14 and a half before 6, 37 degrees. And typically, we go to the phone lines, and Jason Kanz from his home in Eau Claire joins us for what's become First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day, the last 15 months. But you're in studio for the first time in that year and a quarter. Good morning.
Good morning. It's hard to believe it's 15 months we've been doing this.
I know it. I mean, it just kind of started, right? And you know, as I was reflecting on it as we get rolling this morning, and he's our guest shooter an hour from now, so we welcome your pledges at 715-396-1670. Somebody goes away with a $15 gift certificate for Down to Earth in Eau Claire. Use that at the Mustard Seed Boutique or the 5 and 2 Cafe as well. But I was thinking it's the relationship part to me. It's not whatever the subjects are, and I loved yesterday's subjects. If you want, where does loving well begin? That was a, go find the podcast at web.com, but that was good. But yeah, it's the relationship, the connection, I think. That's what's exciting to me.
Yeah, and again, I think that's been true for you and I over the years, and that's continued to develop. And I hope we continue to put that message out there to the Chippewa Valley and that folks begin to resonate with that, the importance of relationship. So,
Do you think people get tired of hearing us talk about Larry Crabb?
Probably. I think our spouses probably get tired of us here talking about Larry Crabb.
But even as he's passed now at the age of 76, and they've got these two memorials, the 9th of April emanating from Charlotte and the 16th in Colorado. But, I mean, for us, both part of this Larry Crabb appreciation page on Facebook, I mean, it's been staggering to me in terms of the deep influence in so many lives, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that influence continues. Yeah. You know, I think our friend Roseanne had asked about whether or what people's favorite books are, how, you know, what's touched people. So,
well, the thing is, when you get done with going back to it, going back, and they speak to you at a different place. So,
yeah.
Anyhow, we highly recommend that. But A Path to Wholeness is the Lenten devotion we've been going to, and you've been giving us a summary, so let's keep with it.
Yeah, so this morning, the title is Let the Service Begin, and so it talks about the importance of allowing our worship, prayer, and attendance at worship to open us up to service. And he says, you know, the prayer, Bible study, and worship we do to open ourselves more to the transforming power of the Holy Spirit should do more than color our beliefs and morals. It should call us to serve others. Then he shares this, something that I had heard before. It says, author Gail Irwin reminds her readers that there are two central seas in Palestine. One is fresh and teeming with life, surrounded by lush trees and playing children. It is alive. The River Jordan, she points out, feeds this sea with flowing water from the nearby hills. The Jordan flows into another sea where no fish can live and no songbirds are heard. Neither animal nor human will drink from it. What makes the mighty difference between these neighboring seas fed by the same river? The Sea of Galilee receives but does not keep the Jordan. For every drop that flows into it, another drop flows out. What goes into the sea goes in and out in equal measure. The other sea is shrewder, hoarding its income jealously. It will not be tempted into any generous impulse. Every drop it gets, it keeps. She writes, the Sea of Galilee gives and lives. The other sea gives nothing. It is named the Dead Sea. There are two kinds of people in the world. There are two seas in Palestine. And I think it's mm-hmm. that notion that love flows in and flows out, right? I mean, it's the relational nature. How do we pour our love out toward other people as well?
I think, you know, isn't Psalm 67 is that God blesses. His intention is to bless you and through you, you know, not just that you hoard.
Right.
You know? And so hopefully that's, we want to be channels, right? So
yeah, conduits of God's grace. Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. Now, see, that was a pretty good size reading, but it was a lot better in studio. So I'm inviting you this morning. Everybody, you're all my witnesses. I'm inviting Jason. Let today begin that you join me in studio each and every morning. There's the invitation. All you got to do is get up an hour earlier, I mean, I know you take a lot of time on your hair.
That's true. I have to choose which hat to wear.
So, I mean, that, but... So
yeah, this is good. I like being here in person.
It's fun. It's fun. So you don't have to worry about waking Heather.
That's true. I usually don't do that anyway.
All right. Well, we're going to go into Andrew Peterson. So tell me about your, that'd probably take all day, but your appreciation for this guy and then leading into the Sower song.
Yeah. So Andrew Peterson is my favorite singer. This is my favorite song off of his favorite album. He just writes with a real honesty and a beauty. I think he's been so deeply important in my life.
Yeah. And what's the event that he's got like later in the year that you like?
Yeah, so they have a thing called Hutchmoot, which is kind of a meeting up.
So we should back up. What is his online community?
Yeah, so it's called the Rabbit Room.
Okay.
Which was put together by he and his brother Pete.
Okay.
And it's a kind of an online community of artists and creative types. And when I got on it, it was about 2,000 people, and I think there's about 7,000 now.
Wow, okay.
And but they have this online community that just encourages mm-hmm. beauty and love.
Okay.
So yeah.
That's great. He's fantastic. If you could have the choice between being named Pete or Andrew, with your last name being Peterson, which would you hope for?
I think Andrew.
I like Andrew. Yeah. I think he got the better end of that deal. So nothing against any Peters out there. WWIB, good to have you aboard as we come up on 6:45. Greg Stewart, sports and commentary. And then Jason Kahn's going at about 6'3", an alum of Oostburg High School and a bunch of colleges, is going to be our guest shooter. And Susan Jacoby's here. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Good. How's it been sounding this morning?
Fantastic.
Good.
I was just telling Jason, he has a great voice for radio. He really does. It's resonant. I'm believing everything he's telling me. Like that he's a morning person.
Yeah, there you go.
I am a morning person.
Well, I believe it.
I also believe you that you're not a morning person. And that this is a wonderful new discipline for you to be up this time of the day.
There you
go. Amen, brother.
All right. We're hearing from Marcy in O'Galley. She'd like to pledge $5 per made basket.
Oh, thank you.
She's got a slogan for you. It sounds like you could run for office. Here it is. If anyone can, Jason can.
That's wonderful.
Marcy, you're hired.
When I was in school, I ran for student council, and my slogan was "Vote for the cans, not the cannots." Okay. I lost.
Oh, he's an American.
Right.
Mine would be "Yes, we cans."
Yes, we can do all sorts of things with it. So.
Also, another Marcy, different spelling from Bloomer, and again, she's been generous. The Marcies have been really generous. Marcy and Monica and Marcia, I should say. Anyhow, she says, I'll help fill the second page, $10 per bucket made. So we're up to 8. We want 12 pledgers. We've got 8.
4 more.
Yes, 4 more. 4 more years.
I have to give a shout out. These people who pledge daily, their faithfulness is very humbling. And I just want to say thank you.
Yes.
And they're racking up a good bill, but we appreciate it.
And they're also up in the morning.
Yes.
And they're also increasing their chances of winning that $400 gift certificate from the Mustard Seed Boutique.
Yes, exactly. It's interesting, though. Here we got Marcia in Menominee, M-A-R-C-I-A, Marcy in O'Galley, M-A-R-C-Y, and Marcy in Bloomer. They're all a little different, but very similar.
Yes.
Marcia.
It's the Brady Bunch.
Today is also Appreciate Toilet Paper Day, not to be confused with actual Toilet Paper Day, which is in August, but this is a bonus holiday.
Mm.
Some factoids about TP. About 83 million rolls are produced every single day in the United States. Mm. And I think people stockpiled all of them around this time last year.
Yeah, true. One tree produces about 100 pounds of toilet paper.
Huh. Global toilet paper consumption or production consumes 27,000 trees every day.
Mm-hmm. $2.4 billion worth of toilet paper is sold in the U.S. each year.
The average American uses about 25 rolls of toilet paper each year. Why is that interesting? It's because this is 40 to 50% more than the average of other Western countries or Japan. Do with that what you will.
I think it's because I use it for Kleenex.
Sure. Oh, no, same here. Same here.
I think I just did that this morning. Yeah,
exactly.
Actually, it's in our bathroom. We don't have a tissue box. Hey, we have the Chinese to thank for toilet paper. On 1391, a Chinese emperor decreed that large 2-foot by 3-foot paper sheets must be made for his toilet time. Until then, people in China just used random paper products.
Thank you, China. And one final factoid here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Appreciate Toilet Paper Day. Green Bay, Wisconsin has long been known as the toilet paper capital of the world because the first splinter-free toilet paper was produced there. The paper industry is still one of the area's largest employers.
I feel proud.
Thanks, Green Bay. Thanks, China.
There you go. So Adam Young, 48 today, right? He's from Owatonna, Minnesota. You're saying he is Owl City.
He is Owl City, yeah. Global phenomenon a few years back, and then he kind of removed himself from all of that mainstream music scene and now just kind of creates soundscapes and stuff. So,
well, a very
interesting
talented
guy.
We got a tune from him on his birthday. All right, so I'm on Twitter, at Mark Halverson. Follow me. I'd appreciate it, at Mark Halverson. I follow way more people than follow me. I follow 1,010 people.
Look at Halval trying to get some clout.
272 followers. Anyhow, Jane, whoever she is, had posted and had picked this up from somebody else. Actually, a guest from Focus on the Family. But Jane had said, tell me five facts about you that your Twitter friends probably do not know. So these are the five that I posted, some as my radio listeners that you may know already. But one was I was a Bucks ball boy for the 81-82 season, which...
So cool.
The ball boy part's cool. The 81-82. That's almost 40 years ago.
That's still awesome.
It gets more awesome every year.
There's more I could add to that. Caleb knows some of it. I lived in Liberia, West Africa for 2 years, 2016 to 2018. Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest of three kids, two younger sisters. My parents divorced after my freshman year of college, although my mom's second marriage has been way longer than her first. Wonderful stepdad, Kent. And I do a great
Howard Cosell impression.
So...
Wait, is Howard here?
I'll even add
a
sixth.
It sounds like it.
I'll add a sixth. I've got a birthmark on my left middle finger, but don't ask me to show it to you. All right, so how about you guys? Five facts we don't know about you.
Susan, do you want to go next or me?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'll go next.
Go for it.
Let's finish strong, Caleb. Okay. Once I was a guest on the CNBC show Equal Time with Jane Wallace and Mary Madeline.
Really?
They featured my jewelry. I know.
Didn't know
I was
that.
Born in Austin, Texas. I am learning Swedish on the Babbel app. The only card game I'm proficient in is Schopskopf, an ancient German game that my father indoctrinated me into at age 5. And my fifth fact is, if loving carbs is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What? Man, those are way better than mine.
No, they are not.
Well, spurred on by Halvo's off-the-air conversation, I also thought about a birthmark. I have a birthmark right in the center of my back along my spine. So again, not going to show that, but things that most people might not know. Five things people might not know about me. Again, related to Halvo, we always talk about Halvo and Wauwatosa and all that. I actually was born in Milwaukee. Talk about being a Rice Lake kid, but I was born in Milwaukee. Yeah,
that's cool.
And we moved up to Rice Lake when I was one. I sat on the bench, didn't play, but sat on the bench for a year of junior college basketball, UWBC Chargers. I love the Brewers, but I have never been to Miller Park, which is not Miller Park anymore.
Right.
And finally, I have not eaten any sort of seafood since I was very young and grossed out by the smell and the taste.
Wow.
So when people talk about Lent and never eaten seafood, I mean, this was young. So we're talking decades. I have not even come near any sort of seafood.
Wow, that's dedication.
Yes.
That was fun, you guys.
That was super fun.
Hopefully y'all got to know us a little bit better.
You guys did it very good on short notice.
And what's more exciting than having your kids around? I mean, when you talk about your kids, it sort of reminds me of a story about my daughter. Interested to hear it?
Sure. All right.
For years, she was begging, can we get a dog? Can we get it? She's about 5 years old. Can we get a dog? And she's very practical. And I said, honey, you know, dad's allergic. We can't get a dog. Yeah. I'm sorry. And she went back and into her room, then came back out and said, if dad dies, can we get a dog? And then Phil started taking an antihistamine every morning, and we got a dog.
The power of a question.
She's just practical. Yeah. Just wondering.
So I found something else on Twitter last night. Sean McDowell does a lot of different things on YouTube, and this is Josh McDowell's son. And he was talking to Lee Strobel if he's changed his apologetics. Give this a listen here on Whip.
It was spiritual conversation with someone who isn't a Christian. Often the way I would unlock that conversation, I would say to them, if you could ask God any one question and you knew he'd give you an answer right now, what would you ask him? Well, if you ask that to an average American, 80% of the time, it'll be a question of some permutation of why does God allow pain and suffering?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Now, as an apologist and an evangelist, what I used to do is say, oh, that's a great question. Let me give you five reasons why God allows pain and suffering. I don't do that anymore. Instead of doing that, I ask a follow-up question. And follow-up questions are the key. So if you could ask God any one question, you would give an answer. What would you ask? Well, I'd ask, why does God allow pain and suffering? Well, then I say, wow, of all the possible questions in the universe, why did you choose that one?
That's great.
Now they say, oh, well, because my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer recently. I want to know, where's God in the middle of that? Or my business went bankrupt in the middle of the pandemic. Where was God in the middle of that?
Wow.
Or we lost a child in childbirth 5 years ago. Where was God in the middle of that? Now you're getting to the real issue. And you know what? They don't want a 5-point sermon on why God allows pain and suffering. Hmm. They want someone to be Jesus to them and put their arm around and say, I'm so sorry. Tell me about it. So I've learned to dig a little deeper, to be less ready to give a 5-cent answer to a million-dollar question.
Wow.
To do more listening than talking.
Isn't that great stuff?
Fantastic.
From Lee Strobel, I mean, a lot of knowledge. And asking a question for starters, but then asking the follow-up question, right?
Right.
When if you could ask God anything,
right.
And I'd ask him this, and his old approach would have been this five. And again, it reminds me, I went to this Larry Crabb event a year and a half, and he talked about you can do way more in anybody's life, just forget apologetics, just by asking a question and listening,
right.
And you're going to help them work through, mm-hmm. as opposed to you pontificating.
Absolutely. And that reminds me of this book I read called The Question Behind the Question. Mm. What are they really asking? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly when someone's asking this big question about pain and suffering, you know it's coming from a place of where they have questioned that themselves. And they really want to have that addressed personally. So that was really a beautiful example, what he gave.
Listen more, speak less, two mm-hmm. ears, one mouth.
There you go. Good stuff. Help is on the way, and it has arrived, and it has arrived in the form of the Swenson children as they're here having a dance party to Peabod. And Cooper is just the right height that he's had some classic slam dunks. I mean, I've seen three of them. It's just been really good.
He's got a lot of energy in the morning.
It's just the right size. He's just like, boom. So, Caleb, take it away.
All right. So, we have Lily on the mic here mm-hmm. first. And, Lily, how old are you?
About 10.
Yep. Turned 10 back in December. And we have lots of pledges this morning. We want to say thank you to everyone who's pledged so far. Cody and Mona, Grandma Julie pledged for you, Lily. And Sandy from Conrath, Grandpa Steve and Grandma Sarah. Uncle Elijah and Uncle Will pledged for you. Steven from Dorchester. Jeffrey from Wausau. Your Grandma Vicky pledged for you and for Cooper. Your daddy, Lily. Jordan and then Katie and B, all from the Rice Lake area now. Your daddy pledges $201 per make and $199 per miss. Thank you so much for that. We have Becky from Eau Claire who pledges for both Cooper and Lily. And then Auntie Rachel also pledging $10 per make and $5 per miss for both Cooper and Lily this morning. So what do we want to say to everybody?
Thank you.
And let's tell people, what grade are you in?
I am in fifth grade.
You're in fifth grade, and what subject do you enjoy the most?
Probably one of, like, history, science, or when we do Bible in the morning.
Sure. Those are all good ones. I loved history growing up. What else can we say?
I got a question for you.
All right.
I understand that you guys were playing a fun game last night, and who won that game?
Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
I won. Cooper got second place, though.
Yeah, Cooper wanted to make sure that everyone knows he got second place. We can get Cooper on the mic in just a moment here. Lily, what is your favorite thing to do when you're not in school? We homeschool, but when you're done with your schoolwork, what's your favorite thing to do?
I usually like to make the character pieces for something I'm doing because I'm running out of Tamagotchi characters for my Tamagotchi family tree, so I make little pieces if they haven't already been deleted.
Yes, so you love, and what do you make them out of? Because you love doing crafts. What do you make these little Tamagotchi characters out of?
I make them out of glitter paper for two reasons. One, actual paper is a little bit more floppier than this one, and two, it just makes it better.
Nice. All right. Should we get? Thank you very much, Lily.
Lily, you seem really smart. Do you like reading?
Yeah. I like reading my Bible. I'm getting really close to the Easter story.
Wow, good job.
I didn't coach her on saying that. She literally does, again, stay awake as long as she's allowed at night to read her Bible, and we're very grateful for that. Should we give Cooper a little chance to talk here? All right.
Thank you, Lily.
Let's let Cooper sit down here and have the headphones. Nora is tromping around here, but I don't know if she's going to say anything on the air or not. Again, these are my kids for Hope and Hoops. We have a $15 gift certificate from Down to Earth Garden Center or the Mustard Seed Boutique or the 5 and 2 Cafe to give to one of our pledgers this morning. So we're looking forward to that very, very much. Let's bring in Cooper. Cooper is 6. Cooper, you want to say hello?
Hello.
All right, so Cooper, you're in kindergarten this year. What do you like about kindergarten?
I don't know.
You don't really know? Is there anything fun that you get to do with Mama?
Play games.
Play games, yeah, and we're working on learning to read and...
Sometimes when I'm... Mom played Super Brothers with me.
Super Brothers, yeah. And so Super Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, you were really excited the other day when it was Mario Day because you really like playing on the Wii, don't you? You love playing Mario games.
Yeah.
What else do you like to do?
Play Taco Cat Cheese Pizza.
We did just play that yesterday, yes, and that was pretty fun. What did you like about that game?
I like the gopher part.
The gopher part? Yeah, yeah. Yep, he's showing us now. Yep, the gopher part. So we've got to thank the Siegenthaler family from McDonald for introducing us to that game. And let's see, do you like to play any sports? I know we're having you shoot basketball for Hope and Hoops. What sports do you like?
Football.
Football? Football's fun. We do play football in the living room sometimes, don't we? All right. Well, there you go. A little brief introduction.
Very good. Yes. The two oldest. All right. We'll take a little break. Last chance to get in your pledge at 396-1670 WWIB. You had a great line, though, as Nora's just running all around here, 3-year-old Nora, and you were like, what did you say?
I said, could you wear my Fitbit for a while, Nora?
That was great. That's great.
We're on Facebook Live here as well. Folks want to join in or get in a last second pledge.
So Facebook Live, and then that'll the video will go later at the... either WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page or the WIB. All right, who's going to go first here?
Cooper, using a red ball because favorite color, and Spider-Man's his favorite.
All right. Are you going to do, why don't you do the play-by-play?
I'm not good at play-by-play. Right. I'm a color person here.
Right. Cooper, you ready? You get five shots. First one is up. You got it.
It's good.
One for one out of the gate. The next one. Two for two.
Nice.
He is showing us how it's done off the backboard. Three for three for the six-year-old.
That's
more to
so
go.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. Two more, Coop. Four for four.
What?
Like Daddy, he's going for perfection. The fifth one.
No, he's giggling now. Right. Got to get back into space.
Right. Oh! It just fell out.
Almost.
I haven't seen one spin like that from any shooter.
All right. Turn.
Four out of five for Cooper.
How do you feel about
he's
going to
react on Facebook Live. Let's listen. He feels good, and he's ready for the NCAA tournament.
He's still smiling. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Lily, are you ready?
I mean, it was so close. All right.
All right. Great job, Cooper.
Now Lily is stepping back deeper. She's going to go with the first one. Oh, just fell out. Oh, for one. The next one. Around and in.
Nice. Lily, girl power.
The Svensson team likes the backboard. Two out of three.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, two out of four. One more to go.
She's got this.
Three out of
five. And she got it.
Good job.
The fist pump at the end.
All right.
What competitors. I'm impressed.
Good Taking job. Care of business. Yeah. Four out of five. Three out of five.
You guys did good. Seven out of ten.
I think I'm going to shoot on my knees next time.
We'll say goodbye to everybody here on Facebook Live. Thank
All
you
right.
so
Very
much.
Good.